again, end of war, a story. In general, again, I'm inspired by The Prisoner. So there's this village there where everyone is just, you know, everything is perfect and everyone is happy. It's an order. So we find in our small town, based on my hometown then, Ulricehamn, where this story is, well, in a way it started there, that we are coming in to it from a different time, in a different time frame. But when we are there, flashback or whatever, visiting, and that story will be told more in detail later, then we find that this a similar thing happens, that just a small little town where people do their thing and they have their companies and everyone is more or less independent. Some are working for the other company, but they know each other. Well, then this Mr. Big Wiggle comes in. This belongs to another story, but anyway. And which I think should be a cartoon or something made by someone who lived there. Because I already had the script for that one, more or less. But it's a bit more cartoonish. So anyway, what happens then, if we follow into the future, is that this little town becomes more and more like this. And it's easy to do in Sweden because everyone is just supposed to be just like everyone else. So look here, we have a nice thing for you here, all of us, all of you in this town, and you, today you're going to be happy, all of you. And but then it's all there on TV and screens of different kinds, so it's not just in the town, but then we find a different thing happening, that pressure, that designed world, so to speak, is being designed from the screens. And I mean, we got 1984 with that camera there, but here we have it two ways, much more advanced. So they paint the cosmos in your mind that you're supposed to, that you will then accept as reality, including the society you live in, the leaders you have, the good and the bad, and so on. So then what happens is that in this little town, which is kind of known for or infamous for, in the eyes of, for instance, old Pio, being do as the others, they are now actually rebelling. Because they say, you know, we used to take care of ourselves and we, you know, bra kar reder sig själv, that kind of thing. And that can then be part of course, a part of that could be when they start their own trouser factories again and all that.